do a Big Boy Sports Recap. Fred Garth.
Big Boy.
What's going on tonight? Wednesday.
Wednesday, it's raining out.
And
it's horrible weather, and we have the... So I have a soup, salad, fruit, and taco bar tonight for $10.99. All you can eat tacos.
There you go.
We have five different soups. And we have a full menu. Breakfast all day. Breakfast all night.
It's a good day for breakfast.
It
all
is.
Day.
It's a good day to be inside.
Well, where do you want to start? I don't want to argue with you. If you want to start with the... Because it really is a historic game for the Brewers yesterday. One player in particular. But the Lions have just an absolute... barn burner yesterday as well. Or excuse me, Tigers.
I was like, the Lions?
Tigers.
They're talking about the Lions. We're talking about the loss.
I'm excited for the NFL.
Anyway. Oh, I heard that. You slipped that by me. No, you didn't.
Jay. All right, so the Brewers yesterday, Zach Davey, who's been shelled this year, pitched a gem. He had a little bit of offensive support, though. They did win 9-1. And
they have the Cincinnati Reds number.
They do. Eric Thames, 11th home run. Breaks the Brewer record. The record for home runs in April is 14 by Alex Rodriguez.
That's the major league record.
Yes. So he can still beat that. But Davies had five innings pitched, no runs, gave up six hits. When you give up no runs and six hits and five, you scattered six hits.
Yes.
Scattered.
But, by the way, I want to know how many of those 11 home runs are against Cincinnati. Because
eight.
I bet you, I was going to say, at least half.
Eight of the 11 are against the Reds.
They want to play them more. And the
you
Reds are not bad this year. They're just bad against the Brewers.
And the best part, he has 11 home runs, so everyone's always a power hitter. No, he's batting .371 also on the year.
Wow.
.371. And after the game, they randomly drug tested him.
Again?
Yes, he was randomly drug tested in spring training. And this is the second time in the regular season, random drug test.
The best, I'm going to paraphrase the quote a little bit here. They asked him, what he thought about that. And basically he said they can bring it on as much as they want. I'm not doing any drugs. I just am applying what I learned in Korea. And... they can keep drug testing me all they want. I have plenty of blood and urine.
I know. It was great.
Anyway, random. That's the quotey thing. Random.
Keeping on the Brewers, okay? Today, it's the top of the sixth right now. They're leading 9-3 over the Reds. They have 14 hits. Well, they have three errors. Wow, that's terrible. But 14 hits already. Only one of them was a home run. Arcia. Another guy got to learn the names of. But Willie Peralta's pitching pretty good.
Are you done?
Why? Oh, you want to talk about the... Oh, okay. Well, they're playing right now in the sixth inning. They're up 9-3.
9-3. Again, another win for the Brewers.
Well, there's a lot of time. Their bullpen hasn't been great, so we'll see.
You're right. I mean, the Brewers and the Tigers actually are kind of in similar situations.
They are.
Eerily similar situations. Not great pitching, a lot of big sticks. And yesterday was the epitome of that for the Tigers. If I tell you that the Tigers went out and gave up 9 runs, if Jordan Zinnerman himself allowed 5 runs in 6 innings, and guys like Danny Valencia, Nelson Cruz, and your boy Gene Segura, former Milwaukee Brewer, but it wasn't nearly enough. Not even close, as the Tigers put up a gaudy 19 runs.
19-9.
4 runs in 2 innings against Felix Hernandez. That was the surprise.
Well, it was the fifth inning when they scored 9 runs in 1 inning. 9 runs in 1 inning. And 24 hits. 24 hits.
It's insane. It was a good day to be at Comerica Park. I would love to have been at that game.
Seattle's not very good this year.
No.
Well, they're 8-13.
Some big runs. Mikey Matuk hit his first career home run. Ian Kinsler had 4 hits and 4 runs before being lifted for pinch hitter. And Ducey, this kid's on fire. Justin Upton's on fire right now.
Yeah. I think I texted you last night, Upton, and then you text me back with someone else's
name. And Ducey.
Yeah, and Ducey.
I love seeing these young kids do well.
Half the starting lineup is on the DL.
Shane Green looked horrible.
And they scored 19 runs. Half the starting lineup's on the DL.
I know. They just don't have any pitching. This is not sustainable. This is what I'm worried about. And I'm going to ride this as long as I can and have a lot of fun. But I think you and I are kind of on the same page this year. This is not sustainable.
Well, if you can keep hitting that many...
I just don't see how you can.
Yeah.
Well, the Brewers
still lead the major leagues in home runs. And tonight you got James Paxton, the only bright spot for the Seattle pitching
and
staff.
Pitching. Well, his last outing wasn't that great.
It was 2-0 with a 1.78 ERA.
He didn't do so well. He had 23 consecutive scoreless innings snapped by the Oakland A's on Thursday, allowing 5 runs on 9 hits, struck out 8 and 4 and a third.
You're going against
so
Daniel
maybe
Norris.
He's going down. Maybe he's coming down off his high horse.
According to Vegas, Seattle's favored. Daniel Norris on the mound for the Detroit
he was
Tigers.
Not good against Tampa Bay last outing. 8-1 loss that game. We'll see how living in the van down by the river does against James Twister Paxton. That's what they're calling him out there anyway. You like that? I think that was clever.
All right.
I didn't make that up. I poached it, but...
All right,
we'll take a break. When we come back, we got more stuff to talk about. A little NFL rumors, plus Lord Stanley's Cup playoffs getting started tonight. Second round. Right? Am I right?
You are correct.
Am I right? Big Boy Sports Recap, second half coming up. Stick around.
The Outdoor Show.
Fish fry, fish fry.
Every day is a fish fry at Big Boy Marquette. Try Big Boy's fish fry platter or the delicious Great Lakes perch platter. The all-you-can-eat Friday night fish fry at Big Boy.
Reel in your fish at Big Boy Marquette.
Or for the pasta lovers, endless spaghetti and meatballs. Or the delicious Cajun chicken Alfredo. Fish lovers, get to Big Boy Marquette.
It's a fish fry paradise at Big Boy Marquette.
Marquette, Big Boy.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap. Right away.
The Marquette Golf Club?
Yeah, nice job.
Wow.
I thought I'd pull
one
over on
you. So you look outside and you look at the whole week forecast.
I know, but we're hoping that that's going to change by Tuesday next week. Demo day next week. And we'll be out there with all the major manufacturers. Plus, they're offering a discount on Heritage memberships. $100 off. Just that day, though.
Just that day.
Just May 2nd, Tuesday.
And tell them you heard Adam and Steve talking about it.
On the Outdoor Show. 225-0721. Just walk in there with your wife, Peter, and a can of Budweiser and be like, "Hey, man, I heard I'd get $100 off a Heritage membership."
All right. Okay. Wow.
Maybe a barbecue stain. That'd be awesome.
Going to the NFL.
They love us.
The Seahawks and the Raiders have agreed to trade. Marshawn Lynch is going to Oakland.
What do you think of that? I don't think it's that big a deal.
I think it is. I think he's going to be great.
Do you really think so?
I really do.
You think... Okay.
I think he's going to start talking to the media. And Oakland
You made me almost spit my drink all over the place.
Oakland sent Seattle its fifth-round pick next year, and the Seahawks get the sixth-round pick in return. So it was really not much... It wasn't much of a trade. It was just basically taking it over for him. And the other big news is the Vikings are not going to exercise their fifth-year option on Teddy Bridgewater.
Really?
Yes. They could still re-sign him, but his option is for $11 million.
So they're going to negotiate with him is what it comes down to.
I don't think he's going to be there.
I don't
either. That knee injury that he suffered, and I don't want to ill will towards anybody, but I don't think he's playing football again.
You don't think ever?
No. It was horrific.
You might be right, actually.
It was horrific.
Wow. Okay.
So,
we'll
see.
A couple of other little NFL tidbits. The Titans are rumored to be shopping the number 5 pick. Do you think this is a strong enough draft to push up for that?
It depends on what you need. I know it's a huge draft for corners. There's so many good cornerbacks in this draft. That's why no one was trading for Richard Sherman, because they're ready to draft a young guy instead. This is my own theory, but
that's not a bad theory, though. Although I will say, I think the Lions are seriously looking at linebacker T.J. Watt from Wisconsin.
So are the Packers.
Really?
Yeah. But the Lions as usual, are picking before the Packers.
Not by much.
As
this year,
usual.
Buddy. Not by much this year, buddy.
Well, they could have been picking after them if they would have beat them in the last game of the year.
I'm almost done with that for today.
All right. NHL.
Game starting tonight, round two.
Yes, Predators at the Blues at 8 o'clock. What do you think?
I don't know who I'm going to root for in this series. I'm hoping a little bit for the Predators, but I like the Blues.
I don't like either team that much, but just for Mark, I'm picking the Blues.
I would think that, well, it's all going to come down to Pickering and Jared Allen.
Yeah.
I mean, those two got not... What did I say? Jared Allen? I don't think that's right.
Did you say Jared Allen?
I did
Allen?
Say Jared Allen. No, I can't think of his real first name. It is Allen, though. Jake
there,
Allen.
There you go.
Jeez.
Jared Allen's coming out
of
retirement
NFL.
To play goalie.
Yeah, right.
And then the Edmonton Oilers against the
Anaheim
Ducks.
I didn't make
Ducks.
My prediction. I'm going to go with the Blues.
Okay. Oilers, Ducks. I hate the Ducks.
Yeah, duh.
I want Oilers to win.
Connor
for
McDavid.
Sure.
I hope he gets 3 hat tricks in this series. Okay. And then the other games starting on Thursday.
Yes. And then the NFL draft tomorrow night.
NFL draft tomorrow night. We'll
yes.
talk about that ad nauseum tomorrow.
Yeah.
Big Boy Sports Weekend brought to you by
Big Boy.
On the phone?
I'll be in Detroit.
Dang it. Fine. It's the Outdoor Show.